With my brothers and brother-in-law, we built our own Flying 15. But I'd be honest, I never really liked sailing much, because I thought taking me out early on in a very windy, rough day when I was about 10 and I held onto the gunwales like 1-0 and didn't really like it. But I used to try and get me back in to sailing. And I did take one or two boats out. One in particular, which was being built for a guy called Douglas Hume, who was the nephew of Lord Haydn Hume, who was our Prime Minister at one time. And just finished the boat and Arthur said, come on, you must go out and race, because he liked the Flying 15s out there. And so one Tuesday night I sailed the boat, and it was a very strong wind, and I got up to East Bramble Buoy and tried to jibe round it, but the boat wouldn't respond, and I hit the buoy head on, and it took about 18 inches off the bow, which was just short of the forestay where the... So we managed to limp back to Cowes, and our foe hadn't been able to go out in another boat. We went over the Duke of York with my brother Murray, who raced our boat, and Arthur turned up, and Murray said to him, Tony retired from the race because he hit the buoy. And I got a lecture from Arthur saying, if you hit a buoy, don't worry, just carry on racing, because it makes it look better with more boats out. And Murray turned around and said, I fear you haven't seen the bloody boat. Anyway, instead of thought he'd have kicked up no end, Arthur got his best craftsman on and remoulded the stem, because Dougie Hume was coming down that next day. And when Arthur told him I'd taken the boat out, Dougie Hume thanked me for taking the wrinkles out of the boat. But then later on in life, because I really like playing cricket, I sort of said to Upper, look, I don't really want to go sailing, I want to play cricket. He said, that's all right. And he picked the phone up and he rang Hampshire Cricket Club and got me over there for some practicing and that, which was good of him.